You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Preparations are underway in the French capital, Paris, for a new refugee camp in the city, with the mayor expressing concern about the mounting death toll among people fleeing war and poverty. She made the remarks after officials said at least 1,000 or more migrants perished in the Mediterranean Sea. Stephen Boss reports that the United Nations Secretary General has urged more international solidarity.
Mayor Anne Hidalgo of Paris has unveiled plans to set up a refugee camp in the city's north, saying her country can no longer stand by as the Mediterranean, in her words, becomes a graveyard for migrants. She detailed her plans as officials decried a deadly week in the Mediterranean. Citing Germany as an example, Hidalgo stressed that France must step up its response, given the urgency of the situation.
Je souhaite que ce centre que nous ouvrirons à Paris.
She explained to reporters that a camp must become a humanitarian refugee camp in Paris with support from different associations and should offer both daycare to people in need and accommodate destitute people who continue to arrive in the French capital. She added that the refugees will be treated with dignity and that the humanitarian camp is expected to open next month in accordance with United Nations standards. Her announcement came after the International Organization for Migration said at least 1,000 migrants died over the past week in the Mediterranean while making their way from Africa to Europe, hundreds more than initially thought. The agency said it had seen a hopeful trend for the first 3 weeks of May, but that it had obviously changed its assessment following a series of shipwrecks and capsizes in recent days. Amid the ongoing tragedies, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed disappointment that not all key world leaders attended last week's global humanitarian gathering in Istanbul, Turkey.
It is a bit disappointing that some world leaders could not be here, especially those from the G7 countries, except Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany. I urge their greater engagement.
The United Nations refugee agency UNHCR has warned that refugees will continue to arrive in Europe despite attempts to close off, for instance, the Balkan route. Even Hungary, one of the first countries to close off borders with razor wire fences, announced that thousands of migrants managed to enter the nation this year alone. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.